the president called and you said yes. And why would you like to head the Federal Housing Finance Agency?
Well, you know, I've been in the housing area for a long time, 22 years practicing law, building a real estate practice and a business practice in a civil rights law firm. But my specialty was that. I mean, most people don't remember that. And now I've been on the committee with oversight of housing issues, including Fannie and Freddie, for 20-plus years now. So I know that there are substantial problems that need to be solved, and I think it would be an exciting challenge to try to work with other people to meet those challenges.
Well, the mortgage lenders, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have certainly been under much scrutiny since the housing crisis. Some say that those lenders, to a large extent, caused the crisis. And Republicans and some Democrats would like to get rid of those taxpayer-backed lending agencies. And what's your view on that?
Well, I think everybody would like to send as much of this back into the private sector as is possible and as quickly as possible. But, of course, one important ingredient that Fannie and Freddie have provided, first implicitly and now explicitly, is a government guarantee. And that, of course, makes it easier for interest rates to be lower and for capital to come into this segment of the markets. I think we all are trying to figure out a way without putting taxpayers at risk, without providing an explicit or implicit guarantee for the private sector to be able to do this, but we don't want to do it in such a way that it completely disrupts the housing market at a point when it's about to recover. And we don't want to do it in a way that sends interest rates skyrocketing.
Congressman Watt, you said you were looking forward to talking with the Senate about this nomination, but there's been a quick outcry from Republicans opposing this nomination, and your confirmation hearing appears to be shaping up already as a pretty big partisan fight. Are you prepared for that, and how so?
Well, unless more people have come out vigorously opposing it today, I mean, I haven't been following it hour by hour. I think, obviously, one member of the Banking Committee has said that he has concerns, Senator Corker, and I'm looking forward to going and sitting down with him and any other members of the committee. That's part of the process. And part of that is to explain to them the background that I do have in this area and my reputation for being open to information from all sources, and making decisions that are in the interest of the taxpayers and the economy.
Well, there have also been some concerns mentioned about donations over the years to your political campaigns from the financial industry. What will you say to questions that may be raised about how free you are of any encumbrance to the industry that you'll be regulating, in essence?
I would just ask the people to go and ask the industry how free I've been over the years. I mean, you know, it hasn't influenced my decisions in the past, and what I have is a reputation for listening to all sides and trying to make a decision that's in the best interest of our country and taxpayers and moving forward. So,
Congressman Mel Watt, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you so much.